From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And June, as you know, is Pride Month, and today we're going to be continuing our recent series of conversations with people who are LGBTQ about their lives and some of the issues they're facing in our society. In about a half an hour, we'll talk with the director of a documentary called Mama Bears about conservative religious women who risk family and community ties to support kids who come out as LGBT. But first, we go to the city of Carbondale in southern Illinois. The people there made history in several ways during the local elections this April. Mayor Carolyn Harvey, already the acting mayor, became the first black person elected to that position in Carbondale. The city council ended up with more members of color than it ever had before, and since then, another person who is black has joined the council, meaning there's now an equal number of white and black officials. There are also more women on the council than at any time in the past, and one of them made history in yet another way. Claire Kilman got the second highest number of votes out of a field of 7 people, and in so doing became, reportedly, the first trans person elected to a city council anywhere in Illinois. Kilman moved to Carbondale about a decade ago after growing up in southeast Missouri. Her hope was, in her own words, to build a better life. She's experienced in local activism, both on LGBTQ issues and otherwise. Joining us now to talk about her election, her life, and what she hopes to accomplish in the future is Claire Kilman. Councilmember Kilman, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have questions for Councilmember Kilman, especially if you're listening to us from our listening area in WSIU in southern Illinois, give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Claire, I want to begin just by asking you to go back to the election back in April. As I understand it, you'd already known you were the first trans person elected in Carbondale. How did you find out about the statewide designation?
I had come home after being elected and was overjoyed. It was a deeply moving and affirming experience to have my entire community come out and support me, beating out 2 incumbents. And I was still very much reeling from, I guess, the frenetic energy of the night, the excitement, the renewed sense of optimism and hope. And then my endorsing organization started placing calls, that being Pride in Action Southern Illinois and Equality Illinois out of Springfield, both of which called me to inform me jointly that I had been elected. Mike Zeri called me and told me, "Did you know that you were the first trans person ever elected to any city council in the state of Illinois?" And my response was no, because no one had told me. No one had informed me that I was, I guess, put up to that as a possibility. And that was deeply overwhelming to have come here from southeast Missouri with only what I could fit into my truck, and being afforded the option to self-actualize and become myself, and to have built a life, what I consider a life worth living, and then to be not only deeply affirmed by my community, but to have made a little mark on Illinois and its cultural legacy was, it's been the most profound experience of my life.
Well, it's been a long road too, right? And so maybe you can say more about that. You mentioned you grew up in southeast Missouri. I said that you came to Carbondale to build a better life. Say more about that.
Well, I knew Missouri and its cultural context wasn't exactly something that I was going to be able to mesh with and enmesh myself into as a part of my identity in any real way pretty early on. I came out as trans when I was 14, and my parents are both deeply rooted in systems of belief that stand in opposition to the self that I was intent on becoming. And so they placed me in conversion therapy. Oh, wow. And it was a pretty rigorous experience, but it inspired me to go where I felt welcome. And luckily for me, Carbondale is conveniently situated just on the other side of the Mississippi River in much more affirming territory. I'm a proud Illinoisan and very lucky to be here.
To the extent you're willing to talk about it, and it's okay if you're not, but you mentioned rigorous experience with conversion therapy. That's something that's been banned in Illinois and many other states, but not everywhere, certainly. Can you say more about getting away from that and what that was like?
Yeah, so I went to Pure Heart Ministries, which is administered by Jim Venice, and it's a mixture of behavioral modification and talk therapy done in a basement of some tawdry church in St. Peter's. And I would be trafficked up there multiple times a week during the week. And so it would be very hellish on my own ability to function because I wasn't getting any sleep. You know, I was being forced to stay up and read the Bible until 2 a.m. and my parents threw away all of my clothing. And at one point I only had 2 pairs of jeans and a t-shirt to wear to school. Self-expression was just being limited. I had my head shaved. The way I sat and talked and acted was heavily scrutinized by not just my parents, but also my entire faith community. And the conversion therapist that I went to taught my parents how to extend and continue this sort of punishing environment to toughen me up. And they all have their own quack theories. And Jim's was called the cup theory that he had developed, where we all have a divinely ordained cup within us. And I simply had something improper or demonic in my cup, and that it was a poison to not only my community, but my family, my parents' marriage, and to those around me. And so I needed to have what was in my cup removed and to have it filled up with what was divinely ordained. And as breaking as that environment was, I think it gave me every opportunity to absolve myself of the situation, right? To completely erase everything that I was up to that point and commit wholeheartedly to realizing myself. I sacrificed a lot to get to Illinois. And to get away from that experience, I had to knuckle down and graduate high school a year early in order to effectualize this plan. I had to get into cosmetology school in order to learn the sort of cultural forms and accoutrements that our society interprets as a woman, so that way I could sort of put myself on the path toward being understood by my society as a woman. And then I used that as a launching pad to get into the fashion design and merchandising program at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, which served a dual function, that of continuing to develop my own ability to project womanhood and the artifices that our society requires of it. And then beyond that, live in a safe place. And Carbondale has done that for me. And the whole while I was on my own and living and working on my own, surviving.
Thank you for sharing that. It sounds like an incredibly difficult experience. Mm. How accepting was Carbondale, especially compared to Southeast Missouri?
Oh, very. It's a completely different animal. It's open and affirming and progressive. And unique. It has an openness of spirit and a generosity that I haven't found elsewhere, and I've been quite blessed to travel. And the way we look at other people is not from the position of othering. There's a deep-rooted, I guess, ethic of interconnectedness that we employ as a community. And it shows up in the way that we welcome people who are coming here to live, or people who have fallen on hard times and are unable to meet their own basic needs. And I think that's what it means to be a Carbondalian and someone who lives here.
So we've been talking on our program about trans care. And tomorrow we'll be talking about what that means for adults. Last week we talked about what it meant for children and younger people. What sort of resources and support are there for trans folks in Carbondale?
We have multiple clinics and more on the way that are able to provide gender-affirming care, as well as abortion services. And these things in Carbondale go hand in hand, because at the moment, there are forces at work in this country, and especially outside of Illinois, attempting to, I think, draw the political lines around the concept of bodily autonomy, and that it is bodily autonomy that is the basis upon which the galvanized steel swords that are sort of crossing in this country at the moment are imposing a system of de facto hard borders on not just women seeking abortion services, but also trans people seeking gender-affirming care. And Carbondale is uniquely situated within this whole scheme, right? Carbondale sits at the southernmost tip of Illinois, which is strategically advantageous and has been in American history, interestingly enough, at another point. Southern Illinois was deeply advantageous to the Union advance into the South because Illinois, and Southern Illinois specifically, was the furthest South Union territory held. It was jutting down deeply close to and below the Mason-Dixon line in other parts, and it was integral for Union advancement into the South. Now, before the Civil War happened, there was a marked exchange of bodies along those borders as they were crystallizing. And you're seeing something very similar happen today. I don't mean to be alarmist in stating that, but we've experienced an influx of people coming to Carbondale from as far as East Texas and Florida, because we're the closest place that you can seek easy access to an abortion and services that are robustly in favor and protective of gender-affirming care.
Yeah, and we're seeing even next door in Missouri, it's not just young people who are facing bans on gender-affirming care, but even adults, there are, I mean, I guess you can say it's effectively banned for many adults there. How do you cope with that, especially as somebody who's in such a visible position?
I do not have the luxury of feeling fear, and I have resigned myself to that. I think that's the dignity that is expected of anyone who holds public office. It's not my place to feel fear in moments like this, tense moments like this. I've been elected to act swiftly. And so thankfully, on July 11th, I will propose the creation of Title 22 in Carbondale, which will be titled Human Rights. And within that, I will also propose the fundamental right to bodily autonomy, which includes the freedom from discrimination and prejudice from harassment upon the basis of your sex, and to be free from all bigotry and intolerance, and the freedom to come to our town seeking our help without fear of extradition to neighboring states who would otherwise punish you.
These would be city ordinances. What would be the significance of those? Say more about what they would do.
Essentially, what they would do is say you're a Tennessee resident and you have a child that needs HRT, and to come to Illinois. And I believe the proposed legislation banned trans care up to the age of 26. If you came to Carbondale seeking gender-affirming care and received it, we would protect not only you, but anyone who gave you that care. And anyone, there's a double part to this, anyone affiliated with the city of Carbondale who is caught in any way, shape, or form, collaborating with the outside government who is not affirming your right to bodily autonomy, they would be punished. If you are collaborating with governments that do not uphold and affirm the basic human rights and the human dignity that Carbondale is affording you, then instead of you being punished, that person will be punished. And I think that that's both of those elements are very important, because we're protecting our people from snitching on ourselves. And then we're also affirming anyone coming here as our person. We're taking ownership of the care that we provide.
We're going to need to take a break in about a minute here. What pushed you to run for the city council briefly? You had been an activist for a while.
Well, I think I'm very lucky, luckier than most trans people, in that I have been given and afforded many opportunities to succeed. And I had a lot of political connections, and those political connections, they didn't just affirm, but they definitely cattle prodded me into running. I was already living a public life, and by the time I was supposed to announce, enough people were calling me to run that I felt it would have been an impropriety for me not to. And I think that's also why I won.
Let's take a break here. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Carbondale City Council member Claire Kilman, who is said to be the first trans person ever elected to any city council in the entire state of Illinois. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are speaking with Claire Kilman, city council member in Carbondale, Illinois. She made history, as we heard earlier, according to the statewide advocacy organization Equality Illinois. Kilman is the first trans person ever elected to any city council in Illinois. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. That's 800-222-9455. So what are some of the biggest challenges facing Carbondale?
Well, we exist in Illinois in an area that has always been sort of culturally designated as an extraction zone. We suffer in many ways from brain drain, our young people not staying here like most rural communities and going off to major metropolitan areas, but also the dilapidation of coal mining industries down here, which is interesting because with significant investment, we could be a prime hub for renewable energies, as Southern Illinois is the best rated area in the entire state for solar energy. And we have ample sun, much more than most Central and Northern European countries who've been able to convert their energy supply toward renewables. Beyond that, we are deeply impoverished. We have a high student population because of the university. But beyond that, we deal with pretty severe effects of poverty. And that's not everyone in Carbondale. There is certainly an intelligentsia and, a middle and upper middle class that is healthy and robust. But there are still plenty of people here living below the poverty line. Now, our cost of living is incredibly low, but it is still tough. It's a pretty rugged area. It sits at the border of the only wilderness area in the state of Illinois, which is beautiful, by the way. We have many natural wonders down here. It's not all cornfields in Illinois.
No, definitely
not. No hate to cornfields.
the national forest down there is really quite something. You mentioned young people leaving, and I've had people tell me that Southern Illinois University, which is obviously one of the major economic engines of Carbondale, is not what it once was in terms of the strength of its magnetic field drawing people to Carbondale and keeping younger people there. What opportunities do you see to fill that gap?
You're quite correct in that assumption. It is, it's proven true. It is improving, but it's still proven true. Southern Illinois University has created and dissolved and recreated and reshuffled numerous departments over the years. And in that process, the cost of going to SIUC has risen and the quality of services has either stagnated or declined. And so you can receive a similar education at numerous collegiate institutions in the surrounding area and within the state of Illinois, at a lower cost. And that's one issue that is insular to the university. However, I think one thing that I'm in charge of as a council person, along with my fellow colleagues, is creating Carbondale as a space, a zone that people in Exodus can come to and know that their basic needs are set, a place that is vibrant and engenders itself to a creative bohemian spirit that has deep roots in Carbondale, and making this space a place that you would love to go to from a cultural perspective, that what we have in Carbondale is worth being educated in and immersing yourself in.
Like in Austin or Athens, Georgia, maybe.
Yes.
You know, that actually puts me in mind of something else I wanted to ask you about, because I think, you know, people who are not from Illinois can look at the state and say, okay, all the blue decision making and sort of the blue force in the state is coming from Chicago and the suburbs, you know, given that region's population's dominance of state government. What does it say that the people of Carbondale were the first in the state to elect a trans council person?
I think that's the real meaning of what being elected as the first trans council person is that it says so much less about me and so much more about Carbondale and what our values are. You know, I am not a proponent of a strong state government, either federally or at the state level. I tend to be a municipalist who has affirmed over the tenure of my activism that power should be localized and centralized at the lowest possible point where it can be held most accountable to the people who elect those in power. And it's a privilege to serve in this capacity here and to be elected on my own principles, on the merit of my principles. And I wouldn't say like, oh, Carbondale is some bastion of the Democratic Party. It is some stronghold, much like we could say of Cook County and the city of Chicago. We do have many liberal and progressive tendencies. I think the fact that we were able to put a trans person in local office before Chicago is a testament to how much further we're able to push ourselves, ideologically speaking. I think it has a lot to do with the longstanding historical legacy of existing in the least governable part and the most unruly part of the state. We are a wild area. And so for someone to have, and a body of people to have put me forward and elected me, it just stands as a testament to the legacy of what it means to live in Carbondale. I hope that registers more broadly.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you mentioned the sort of wildness and ungovernability of Southern Illinois. I had someone else describe to me a different Southern Illinois city as a blueberry in a bowl of tomato soup. And I think that probably applies to Carbondale somewhat as well. How do you think about Carbondale in the broader context of the Southern Illinois region?
That we are uniquely situated. We're unique within Southern Illinois, but uniquely situated geopolitically to firmly plant our flag in the spirit and legacy of what it means to be an Illinoisan, but also to really advance the thought around human rights of expanding the freedom to determine and chart your own course. That eyes are on us now from the surrounding region, and that is not to our detriment, contentions being taken into account. It is much to our benefit and to our credit, even.
Last question, I think we'll probably have time for about a minute remaining in our time together. What do you hope? Do you hope to change the perception of Carbondale in Southern Illinois? And what do you hope people see it as in the future?
I have always and will continue to hope that Carbondale, much like it was for me, can be a soft place to land for others.
Claire Kilman is a council member on the city council in Carbondale. Illinois, the first trans person elected to any city council in the entire state of Illinois, according to the organization Equality Illinois. Claire Kilman, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
It was my pleasure.